The House Committee on Ways and Means gave approval Thursday to a new tax on soda and other sugary beverages. Proponents of the measure say it's a key step in confronting the nation's obesity epidemic, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics say the plan will hurt business and targets lower-income taxpayers.
No legislative chamber in the country has ever approved a tax on sugary beverages. That could change next week when the Vermont House holds a floor vote on legislation that includes a half a cent per ounce tax on soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages.
Vermont is leading the nation. Though we aren't where we want to be yet, we are way ahead of any other state. No state has yet passed an SSB tax.
That's Tina Zook, Director of Government Relations at the American Heart Association and a leading advocate for the soda tax. She says the half-cent per ounce compromise struck in the Ways and Means Committee is far less than the 2 cents per ounce tax passed by the House Committee on Healthcare earlier in the session, and the surcharge would now apply to diet soda as well as regular. Callis Representative Janet Ansel is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Even at a half cent, she says the vote signals a willingness in Montpelier to use tax policy to dissuade consumers from drinking a product that she believes is fueling the state's obesity problem.
I don't think that sugary beverages are good for you. I don't think that diet drinks are good for you. And I look at this in some ways the way we looked at tobacco when we really started using the tax system as a way of discouraging smoking.
Many in Montpelier, however, think the soda policy trailblazing is misguided. The bill passed through Ways and Means by a 6-5 margin, and Colchester Representative Jim Condon, a Democrat, was among the five no votes.
It creates a brand new tax that I think is capricious, targets an industry that provides jobs here in the state of Vermont, and won't achieve the results that the advocates desire.
Since the excise tax on soda would be applied at the distributor level, critics say retailers would simply disperse the additional costs over all their products. And they say that practice would negate whatever behavioral changes the higher price point on soda was intended to bring about. Jim Harrison is the president of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. He says the bill is more about a revenue grab than it is about sound public health policy.
This is a very regressive tax on food products that's going to do nothing except hurt Vermonters in their pocketbook.
If the bill makes it through the House, it still faces an uphill climb in the Senate. Grand Isle Senator Dick Mazza, who owns a convenience store and is a strong opponent of the proposal, says he and others will work to defeat the measure when and if it arrives there.
I don't think it has a good chance of passage, but I wouldn't predict this early.
The House bill also includes a 25-cent per pack increase on cigarettes and would impose a 6% sales tax on dietary supplements. The money will be used to pay for healthcare reforms. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.